A team of UW engineering students recently traveled to Alabama to compete in NASA's annual Moon Buggy Race. The race is for high school and college students who have designed and built non-motorized vehicles that resemble lunar rovers. Teams from all over the world participated on a race course meant to resemble the surface of the moon. The winning moon buggies aren't actually going to space, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden reports, the project is a major learning experience for the students.
I caught up with the four students a week before the race in an engineering lab on campus. They were putting the finishing touches on their moon buggy, tightening bolts, adjusting angles, testing the moving parts. The contraption had four mountain bike wheels and looked a little like a recumbent bicycle for two people. Team member Davis Fay walked me through the design.
We have two seats sitting back to back, and outside of those seats we have this extendable arm on which we've mounted a pair of bike pedals.
The pedals were to propel the vehicle. One of the race stipulations is that the moon buggies have to be human-powered. After making a few adjustments, the team members wheeled their moon buggy outdoors for a test run. Fay and his teammate Leslie Young clipped on their seatbelts.
Strapped in, ready to rock. Little victory lap around Prexies. Pre-victory lap. There okay. We go.
Heads turned as the moon buggy took off down a walkway. After a few laps around Prexy's pasture, Fay and Young paused to practice folding and unfolding the moon buggy. That's also part of the rules. The moon buggies have to start the race folded up into a 4-foot cube, and assembling them counts toward your overall time.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. So, out. Seat pins. Belt.
The team did countless test runs, though they say nothing quite prepared them for the ruggedness of the terrain they would face in Alabama. The race course was designed to resemble the surface of the moon, with hefty craters and bumps. The purpose of the race was to get students to design a vehicle that could handle the obstacles without flipping, getting stuck, or, of course, falling apart. The student's advisor, Dennis Kuhn, says that might not sound so hard, but it's actually a complicated engineering challenge.
They don't want something that's too fast, because it will probably crash. It won't be agile enough. They don't want something that's too agile because it probably won't be fast enough to win. They have to walk middle ground.
And team members say that's hard. They spent countless hours designing a joint that would allow the moon buggy's frame to pivot in three different directions so it could absorb shocks without losing too much speed. Still, they weren't sure how their vehicle would perform on the bumpy lunar obstacle course.
What are you worried about for the race? Crashing?
Crashing. We can definitely
ending
do
up
it.
On my head.
The team did have some mechanical problems during the race, but they still came in sixth out of about 90 teams. And Kuhn says that even though they didn't win, they learned a lot, which was the whole point of the race, and they now have a better shot at finding jobs.
Talking with an employer, they can sit down and say, here's what I'm capable of doing. Here's what I knew going in. Here's what I wanted to accomplish coming out. This is how I solved the problem. Here's how well it worked, and here's what I've learned from that.
Young and her teammates say they plan to do just that.
It's right at the top of my resume. I hope it, you know, shows that we've had some hands-on experience and some team-building, you know, experiences, and that we are just able to know the engineering process and what it takes to, you know, do something like this.
None of the UW team members are looking for space-related careers, but Kuhn says the skills they learned from the Moon Buggy project are applicable to pretty much any engineering job.
Basic problems they're facing is how to reach a compromise, and what the extremes of that compromise are will be different with the different types of industries that they go into. But how to effectively identify the compromise, how to weigh the various options, how to look for an optimum, that is very general and can go into pretty much any sort of a mechanical engineering career.
And team members feel that puts them in the running to compete for jobs on an international level.